This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How much patience do you think you have with your time and your energy? In the Arabic language, the word that we use is sabr, loosely translated as patience. But in reality, in the English language, it would also include perseverance, persistence, self-discipline, conscientiousness, willpower, relentless effort, not giving up. All of these come from sabr, and also patience, being strong, having willpower for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find as Muslims that there is a link between that strength that we're seeking and the use of our time. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in the very famous hadith, the strong believer, al-mu'minul qawi, khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah, is more beloved and better in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min al-mu'min al-da'if, from the weak believer. Wa fi kullin khayr. But there's good in all believers. There's good in all believers. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ihris ala ma yanfa'uk. Be eager and strive for that which brings you benefit. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. And put your trust in Allah and do not become helpless. Do not give up. Do not become lazy. Do not become incapacitated. Keep trusting in Allah and keep putting in your effort. Now, from this hadith, we take, number one, the importance of strength, perseverance, willpower as a priority. It is better. It is more preferred for you to be strong. In what area? This hadith is not about the one who can bench press more, the one who can run a longer marathon. It's not about that. The strength here, clearly the most important strength, is the strength of iman, right? Wa fi kullin khayr. But there's good in all believers, those who are strong in their faith and those who are weak. So you should try to help those who are struggling to become strong as well. And you should always be humble with anything good that you have and attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having said that, many scholars have stated that generally we take from this hadith and many other narrations the importance of having strength in all areas of life. So for you to be strong, not just in your iman, in your trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yes, to be strong in your body, to be strong in your time management, to be strong intellectually, in your education, your knowledge, your wisdom, to be strong when it comes to your relationships, to be strong emotionally, mentally, psychologically. To be strong is something we aim for. And yet we find that with the discussion on time, one of the greatest obstacles to that is weakness, right? Is a lack of sabr. And so a person gives in and wastes time because it's easier to be lazy. It's easier to sit around and watch and binge watch multiple TV shows. It's much easier. And everyone knows this. It's easy to kill time. But what takes effort and strength, willpower, resolve, ambition, long-term goals and strategy is for you to use your time for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with strength, consistency. That's not always going to be easy, but it's a developed habit over time and it needs to be renewed and reinforced. To give in to instant desires, instant gratification, we all know is much easier. For example, if you're someone who is trying to abstain from certain types of foods, things that are harmful for you, and you walk by and that's the very first week you just started this new regimen, maybe you just started changing your lifestyle, you walk by and you see somebody in your family baked something really, really, really tempting, but extremely unhealthy. Right? You have a choice to make because you made a decision the week before that for you, that's not a good thing. That's harmful and you want to avoid it for whatever reason. That's not the thing that you desire. You tell yourself, you know what? It's just one time and you give in. A few days later, it's just one time. You give in. And then you become discouraged a week or two later and you say, you know what? I'm not really doing anything. I'm not really successful. I'm not really actually implementing what I want. You gave in to an instant desire in the moment. It's easier to waste your time. It is easier to kill time. It is easier to eat that thing that's harmful for you. It might taste better in the moment too. But long term, is it going to lead to a greater regret? For most people, yes. That applies to health. It applies to nutrition and diets, the things that people eat. It applies to your exercise. It applies to your mental state. It applies to education. Of course, it applies generally to our ibadah, to our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That yes, it's easier in the short term to waste your time, to kill it, to do other things. But long term, the pain of regret is much more severe. And this is why we reflect on the choice. It's a spectrum at times, but the choice between the instant and the delayed gratifications. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the people who care only about instant gratification and ad-dunya, and they do not care about the afterlife. Kalla bal tuhibbuna al-ajila. Nay, indeed, you love the al-ajila, mean the instant, the now, the immediate. What is that? Ad-dunya. Wa tadharuna al-akhirah. And you ignore, neglect, abandon the hereafter. You don't care about it. It's long term. It seems far away. But wallahi, it's very close. It's as close as your death is, right? Because your afterlife begins when you die. So in Surah Al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us about these two different choices in life that people have to make. And once again, going back to our discussion on destinations, if you see that there are only two possible destinations, one of paradise and one of hellfire, you also look at the characteristics of the people that ended up in paradise and say, I want to be like these people, I want to be amongst them. One of these characteristics is delayed gratification. That in the moment I chose to have some willpower and I chose to use my time for something better. I chose with willpower, it's not always easy, to avoid that habit, that socializing, that task that was harmful. And speaking of socializing and wasting time, there's a beautiful story from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He's very young, at the age of 13 already, a scholarly companion radiallahu anhuma. And Ibn Abbas had a friend who told him once, let's go basically hang out, let's go waste time. And what they were doing, the youngsters of the time, sometimes they were watching pigeons, sometimes they were playing with other things. That's what they had for entertainment. And he said, let's go seek knowledge. And his friend said, like basically why? To paraphrase, why? I mean, they're already scholarly people. Why? We're just 13 years old, 12 years old. We're children, we're young. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, I left him. Fataraktu, I left him. He went to seek knowledge with the senior companions. He used to sit at the doorsteps at times waiting to seek knowledge. And Ibn Abbas, within a short span of time, became one of the most knowledgeable companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How? He spent his time seeking knowledge. He had higher ambitions. Was it easy? Is it easy to say, I'm going to skip out on socializing today. I'm going to skip out on this habit. I'm going to skip binge watching. I'm going to change my habits slowly and gradually. Especially when your family, your friends, the people around you, maybe even your teachers at times might fall into wasting time, might fall into a bad habit. And when you see everyone doing it, there's a lot of pressure. And internally, we justify, our nafs says, well, everyone's doing it. What's the big deal? But that doesn't mean it's the best thing. That doesn't mean it's the right thing. Move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if all of society or your networks or your friends or your family are moving in the opposite direction. Keep moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with strength, with resilience, and try to be that strong believer that values their time and spreads the recognition, the acknowledgement of the value of time, qiymatu zaman, to all of your family and friends as well. Let there be a positive impact on the people around you. Yes, they may be at times doing the opposite. Maybe they might be doing the wrong thing. Have some empathy and sympathy and hope for them to be even better than you, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to utilize you to guide others as well, to value their time. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Allahumma ameen.